ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद।
टुडे इज द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ द पासिंग अवे ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर। In the Vaishnava Sampradaya, the passing away of any Vaishnava is received with mixed feelings of joy and sorrow, both. Why? Generally, in the material world, when somebody dies, you will hear a loud cry, people weeping in the house. Or if they are not able to weep, they have a weeping party which they arrange for weeping. In India, it's very common. They get some half a dozen people, they pay them some money to cry. In villages it's seen in India. And so that they can loudly cry and the neighbors can know that so-and-so has passed away. So people may often make a show of crying, although they may not feel that they have lost some very important person in the family, especially when someone very old is passing away. On the other hand, people start talking about the property of the man and sharing it and dividing it and all that. That's a material world. But in the Vaishnava circle, Vaishnavas, they cry from their heart when they lose the association of a devotee. At the same time, they feel very joyful because of constantly remembering the glorious life of that devotee. How that devotee lived. How he lived so wonderfully and how he died so wonderfully in Krishna consciousness. And it's very obvious and crystal clear that this Vaishnava is going back to Krishna. And he is joyfully returning back home, back to Godhead. So, Vaishnavas are aware of the philosophy. The soul never dies. And besides that, if one has lived the life of a Vaishnava, he attains a very glorious destination after death. So that gives them joy also, simultaneously. So it's received with mixed feelings of joy and sorrow. Like we were singing this song, Jai Nilo Premadan, just now, a few minutes ago. There, Narottama Das Thakur is singing in great feelings of separation from different Vaishnavas who passed away, one after another. So by remembering the life of the Vaishnava who has passed away, one can develop a great strength and determination by observing those qualities. Recently I was reading, Mahanadi Swami says in one place, that anyone who wants to develop a firm determination in chanting the holy names, they have to study the life of Goswamis and great personalities like Haridas Thakur. By carefully studying their life and hearing about their determination to practice spiritual life, our determination also in our heart will get awakened. So there is a chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita called Passing of Haridas Thakur. So I would like to read some of the verses and we would discuss more about it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees such as Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Gosai, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Neelachal, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. So at this time, Haridas Thakur was living in Siddha Bakul in Jagannath Puri. It is said Haridas Thakur was born in a very influential Muslim family of Habibullah. And he was a very famous Muslim. And when the child was born, he was very handsome, very attractive for all the Muslims to see. As the child grew up, to their great surprise, he became a devotee of Krishna. He was becoming more and more attracted to Krishna. When he was 18 years old, he left his home and entered into forest. And even at that time, he was constantly chanting the holy name. So all the mass of people would follow him to the forest. And many of them were so delighted in his association, they would give him charity of fruits to him. So he would take the fruits and throw it in the crowd, and any child would catch the fruit, he would call them and give them gift of more fruits. So, and he would chant Hari Bol. He would chant the fruit and chant Hari Bol, and everyone would chant Hari Bol. So even the Muslims who came to see him, they were chanting Hari Bol. So in this way, Haridas Thakur became a mendicant, even at the age of 18. And he lived in the forest, in the jungle, which is infested with wild animals and snakes. He had absolutely no fear. So the Muslims were very disappointed that such a handsome young lad has turned into a Hindu. But the pious Hindus were very happy seeing Haridas Thakur chanting Krishna's names always. And since then, Haridas Thakur has been chanting Krishna's names constantly in his life and also propagating it. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear about Haridas Thakur's pastimes of how there were also envious people like Ramachandra Khan who allured him with a prostitute. And instead of, just like if somebody takes an axe and cuts a sandalwood tree, you only see the sandalwood, you know, giving out more fragrance. Similarly, the Shastras show that the more one tries to assassinate the character of a Vaishnava, the more the qualities of the Vaishnava come out for all the world to see. Just like Prahlad was tortured by his father, Hiranyakashipu, and his torturing actually made Prahlad so famous that his name is recorded forever in the pages of Bhagavatam. If Prahlad Maharaj didn't undergo all those trials and tribulations, probably we won't be reading about him today. In the same manner, Haridas Thakur also was tested by temptations. Like we find in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, Ajamila was tempted and he fell down. Vishwamitra was tempted, he fell down. So succumbing to temptations is very natural for the conditioned soul. And the heart of a conditioned soul is very vulnerable, very weak. And he gets swayed away by the current of Maya. So what Haridas Thakur faced was not ordinary temptation, it was a very great temptation. Once a famous prostitute of the town came, another time Maya Devi herself came and allured him. So Haridas Thakur had told her that I have taken a vow to chant 10 million names of Krishna in 1 month, which means 100,000 names, which means, sorry, it is 10 million names means 10 into 10 lakh, 100 lakhs, which means per day it's more than 3 lakh names per day, 3.33 lakhs names, which is almost 192 rounds or so, little more than that. So he told her that I have to complete this quota, before which I can't attend to anything else. So he had such a determination to chant the holy name, he actually rejoiced and relished in chanting the holy name constantly. So that kind of determination and to chant the holy name and develop a taste for the holy name is extremely rare. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the title Namacharya. In fact, Haridas Thakur was not only a chanter of the holy name, he was a very learned scholar also in all the scriptures. In fact, he could substantiate the glories of the holy name by speaking from the scriptures. Once observing Haridas Thakur's great qualification, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar, they invited him to the house to speak on the glories of the holy name. At that time, Haridas Thakur was offended by one Gopal Chakravarti. So, in fact, the greatness of a Vaishnava is seen how he behaves when he is offended or insulted by someone. In fact, Gopal Chakravarti said, actually Haridas Thakur made a statement which disturbed Gopal Chakravarti. He made a statement that even a glimpse or a shadow of the holy name is capable of awarding liberation. In fact, the ultimate benefit of the holy name is to get love for Krishna. Krishna Prem. That is the ultimate reward of the Harinam. What is liberation? Liberation is very cheap, he said. Liberation can be attained even by a shadow of the holy name. And a shadow of the holy name can vanquish all one's sins in one moment. So Gopal Chakravarti, when he heard it, he became very annoyed. Because for him, liberation was a very big thing, moksha. Actually, Mayavadis consider moksha as the ultimate attainment. And for them, there is nothing beyond that. But Vaishnavas, for them, Mukti Mukulatanjali Sevate Asman, he says, Billamangal Thakur says that Mukti is standing at my doorstep with folded palms ready to serve me. And I say, get out, I am not interested. So, for Vaishnavas, the moksha is not a very important thing. Because they go beyond moksha to attain the lotus feet of Krishna and serve him in the spiritual world. So, when Gopal Chakravarti heard it, he offended Haridas Thakur by saying that if you don't prove this statement, your nose will fall in 3 days. He told him. Haridas Thakur never said that if I prove this statement, then your nose will fall in 3 days. It was not like cutting the nose competition. Haridas Thakur was very advanced. He accepted the challenge. In fact, although he didn't spell any curse on him, because Krishna is watching such interactions, after 3 days, Gopal Chakravarti's nose fell away. So, we find Haridas Thakur's power, his great power, how much Krishna personally protected him, even in the presence of vicious elements like Ramchandra Khan or like Gopal Chakravarti and such people. It is said Haridas Thakur used to live in a cave and peacefully chant the holy names. And in that cave there was a very huge mountain serpent also staying there. So some Vaishnavas would come to meet Haridas Thakur. But then when they would want to go near him, they would see the snake by his side and they would keep a distance. And Haridas Thakur observed that all Vaishnavas are afraid. So he told them, if I am not able to please all of you by staying here, maybe I can come out of this cave and I can come and stay in some other place. So the snake also heard it. Because even the snake has respect for Vaishnavas, isn't it? So when the snake heard it, he slithered away and leaving Haridas Thakur behind so that it can be residence of Haridas Thakur. Like that. So I heard something similar about Sanatana Goswami also. Sanatana Goswami used to live at Chakleshwar Mahadev. So when he was living, there were a lot of mosquitoes there. One day he decided that, you know, because too many mosquitoes are here, I can't write my literature peacefully. Let me go somewhere else. When Lord Shiva heard it, when Lord Shiva came to know him, he thought that I am going to miss his association, which goes to show even demigods want the association of pure Vaishnavas. So he came in his dream and told him, please wait for one more night. You will not find any more mosquitoes tomorrow. And then he caught the demigod in charge of mosquitoes and told him, take away all the mosquitoes from here and keep Sanatana in peace. So after that there were no mosquitoes there. He didn't need any mosquito net. So in the same manner, you find the snake slithered away in order to leave Haridas Thakur to live. Actually the snake was living there because Haridas Thakur was not fearful of the snake, nor was the snake fearful of him. Snake never thought, this fellow will beat me and kill me when I am asleep. Because he saw all living entities alike. He was merciful to all. It is Haridas Thakur. So there are many pastimes like this. One pastime comes especially which is most quoted and appreciated by all Vaishnavas, which is how when Nawab Hussain Shah, when he saw that this fellow is not only becoming a Hindu, chanting Krishna's names, but he's also spreading Krishna's names everywhere, God, Hindu God's name. He became very angry. Then he was called to the court. And the Qazi asked him, you see, you want to be religious, we don't mind. You can be religious. We are not stopping you from being religious. But being a Muslim, you should read Quran. You should glorify Allah. You should propagate Islam. Why are you propagating Hindu God's name? And Haridas Thakur laughed and said, just see the illusory, just see the power of illusory energy of Lord Vishnu. The people are so foolish. They are seeing difference between Allah and Krishna and Ram. They don't know that the Supreme Lord is only one. So he preached to them, but it was all in vain. He decided that this fellow should be killed, otherwise he will become a great danger to the Muslim community. So he arranged for Haridasa Thakur to be beaten up in 22 marketplaces. It is said that generally a person would survive in 2 or 3 marketplaces, but Haridasa Thakur survived in all the 22 marketplaces. And they bet him, practically they ripped him. And all the people who are watching, the innocent people, they cry tears. People who are a little more bolder, they spoke up and said, please beat us instead of beating him. He's a saintly person. How can he beat a saintly man like this? And there were others who protested, but nobody could stop the sentries from beating up Haridasa Thakur severely in each marketplace. And actually, after 20 marketplaces, they became so tired. They were perspiring like anything. And their hands and legs were paining. And they saw that Haridasa Thakur was as calm and as cool as before, undisturbed. So Haridasa Thakur saw their plight and they were literally weeping. They said, if you don't die, then we will be in trouble. And then Haridasa Thakur said, don't worry, I will die for your sake. And then Haridasa Thakur closed his eyes in meditation, he chanted Krishna's names, and they tied him up and they threw him in the river. Of course, the body was carried by the river, Ganga, and at another place, Haridasa Thakur came out of the river and started walking and chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he continued propagating the holy name. And when the news reached Husain Shah, even he was deeply touched by hearing about Haridasa Thakur's mystic powers, how he survived. So, Haridasa Thakur has spreaded the holy name in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far and wide, and he assisted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Nityananda in taking Hariksha Mantra to nook and corner. It is explained that even the Jagai Madai and such living beings, such people in the time of Mahaprabhu, many of them have heard holy name from Haridasa Thakur singing. Haridasa Thakur singing in the streets and dancing. Many people received the first holy name from Haridasa Thakur when he would be spreading the holy name. And then later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them and embraced them, you know, they attained love of God by that. So, Haridasa Thakur is glorified by Sanatana Goswami in one of his prayers. He says, Haridasa Thakur, there are some people in this world who preach very nicely, but they don't behave properly. But there are others who behave very nicely, but they don't preach properly. But you are both a great preacher and a great practitioner. So you are the spiritual master of the whole world, he told them. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used Haridasa Thakur to propagate the glories of the holy name. And he made him the Namacharya. And here we are reading about an incident that happened in Jagannath Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go every day to meet Haridasa Thakur, to give him garland of Jagannath and Mahaprasad of Jagannath personally. In fact, we will find in Chaitanya Leela that the great souls like Haridasa Thakur or Sanatana Goswami, they never entered Jagannath temple. They would only see the chakra in the top of the Gopuram and offer obeisances, and they felt ashamed to enter into the temple. They felt, we are not qualified, because they thought that the pujaris who are serving Jagannath are very exalted souls. We cannot even touch their, our body shouldn't touch their body. And they felt themselves unqualified to enter the Jagannath temple. So, of course, there was also a rule in Jagannath temple that only Hindus are allowed. Even if Haridasa Thakur wasn't allowed in Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Jagannath himself, would go every day to Siddha Bakul carrying Jagannath Prasad and Mahaprasad and garland for him. Every day, every single day, Mahaprabhu would go to meet him and offer him this mercy of Jagannath. And Mahaprabhu also would discuss with him Krishna Katha, sometimes along with Sanatana Goswami and Haridasa Thakur like that. Sometimes he would send Govinda to take Mahaprasad, like we read in this verse. One day Govinda took some Mahaprasad to Haridasa Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridasa Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Please rise and take your Mahaprasadam, Govinda said. Haridasa Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. He's saying here, next verse.
Sankhya kirtana puranahi ke mata kaiva mahaprasada aniyacha ke mate upekshiva.
I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought mahaprasadam, then how then can I neglect it? So here is a contradiction. He is saying, if I don't finish my rounds, I will not eat prasad. But if prasad has come, I cannot reject prasadam also. So how can I avoid prasad? So he is feeling a contradiction. Prabhupada explains about prasad. Here one interesting sentence. He says, in this material world, we are all very much attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only our own demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, one makes advancement in spiritual life. And then he says, Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. Instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparation. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying, when we are eating prasad, every morsel should be, while putting in the mouth, we should always remember that this is Krishna's mercy that is going into my system. One should feel like that. And that is a way to see Mahaprasad, he is saying. In fact, you will find even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Mahaprasad. Eisha Krishna Ashwadilo, he is saying. This shock is so tasty, it must be surely tasted by Krishna, he is saying. But many a times when we eat prasad, we forget that Krishna has tasted it. We only wonder how tasty it is for my tongue. So when Haridas Thakur saw the prasad, saying this, he offered prayers to Mahaprasadam and took a little portion and ate it. And then he continued chanting. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? So in reply, Haridas Thakur saying, Sharira Sustha Haya Mora Asustha Buddhiman, he is saying. Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Actually, his body was not all right. And his mind and intelligence were always alert for Krishna. Why is he saying just the opposite? Out of his humility. Generally, a neophyte may sometimes say that my body is sick, although I am very enthusiastic. Because my body is sick, I am not showing my Krishna consciousness, isn't it? But Haridas is saying just the opposite. He is saying that... Why he considered like that, he is saying here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. And see Prabhupada saying in the purport here, if one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. This is Prabhupada is saying here. So once in one of the conversations, Prabhupada asked a devotee. A devotee said, Prabhupada, I feel very sleepy. I cannot sleep just 6 hours and be quiet. He said, I need about 15-16 hours of sleep every day. One devotee told Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told him, you can sleep all day, but after you complete 16 rounds. And then some devotees around were asking Prabhupada, Prabhupada, is it really true? Are you really saying? And Prabhupada said, yes, only for him, not for everyone. Only for this fellow, because this fellow comes from a sleepy background. So he has been sleeping 16 hours before. And he said, if you only want to sleep, then you have to quit, Prabhupada said. But you have to chant 16 rounds, complete it, and then you can sleep all day, Prabhupada told him. So, another time, Prabhupada was telling another devotee, that Prabhupada, somehow or other, the rounds remain, Prabhupada, because you have to go for eating, And then we have to do services, and then we sleep and rounds remain, we are not able to complete. And Prabhupada asked him, what is the need of your eating? Why should you sleep? Prabhupada asked him. So he considered eating, sleeping to be less important than completing the rounds. One should complete the 16 rounds. Sometimes due to lack of taste, or due to lack of determination, somehow is unable to complete the rounds. Sometimes one or two rounds remain, people keep it for the next day, and they think, I'll complete it next day. And then the next day, again, two more rounds remain, it becomes four rounds. Like one boy was telling, because the exams came, when he was going to summer vacation, I asked him, how was your chanting? You're going home now, will you be able to chant? He said, 172 rounds are remaining. He said, I have to complete it in the summer vacation. So sometimes people keep a debt for Krishna like that. So we should not go on accumulating debt like that. That's why the very same day one should complete the rounds. So sometimes there is no determination. Somebody chants a few rounds very nicely, and after that one is watching the mobile, whose call is coming now. Somebody is peeping out of the window, watching this, watching that. So the determination, as I was telling you before, determination to chant fixed rounds comes by remembering the devotional practices of great souls like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Sanatan, and Haridas Thakur. You see, Haridas Thakur, as I was telling you, 10 million names per month he used to chant every month, which means almost 22 hours a day. He'd be chanting 3 lakh names a day. And when he was threatened by the Muslim king, that if unless you stop chanting, I'll beat you up, we will kill you. So he told this famous verse, Kanda Kanda Haya Deha Jaya Yadi Pran Tabuami Vadanena Chadi Harinam. He's saying, even if you cut my body into multiple pieces, you will find every one of my pieces of my body chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Such was his determination. Even every piece of my body will be chanting Hare Krishna. He was very courageous. He was not afraid. You know that Muslims are cruel people. They have killed so many Hindus. They have destroyed so many gopurams. They have desecrated so many deities in so many temples. And they are ruthless people, like you hear about Aurangzeb and all. They behead people. So many things they do. So out of fear, sometimes one may succumb to their frightening orders. But you find Haridas Thakur said this statement. He said, you cut my body into millions of pieces, every piece will chant the holy name. So that is why he is Namacharya. We also find, see, Prabhupada is saying one more thing about determination. Prabhupada is saying, I have got full experience of the material world. I don't want it. Society, family, love, friendship, everything out. I am no more interested in material world. So Prabhupada once said it. Only when one thinks like this, then can one very peacefully chant the holy name, Prabhupada said. Although we have to perform our duties to the material world, one should not make the material world all in all. Then the holy name goes to the background. So the determination of Rupa Sanatan, I was just now telling you, they also, they were so determined in chanting the holy name. Like, we'll read one more verse and we'll discuss. Prabhu kahe vriddha haila sankhya alpakara siddha deha tumi sadhane agraha kena kara. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow regulative principles very strictly. For example, Raghunath Das Goswami, it is said, his principles of determination were like lions on a rock. If you draw lions on a rock, nobody can erase it. Like that his determination was. It is said every day he used to chant minimum 64 rounds, 1 lakh names. Sometimes he would chant 2 lakh names also. Minimum 1 lakh names he would chant. And he would offer 1,000 obeisances to the deities every day, and 2000 obeisances to Vaishnavas. And he would give a class on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Leela, 3 hours a day. And this was his regulation. Every day, every single day, he never compromised on it. Even in his very, very old age also. Similarly, we hear about Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, when he was living in Vrindavan, it is said in the Nandagat, in the Pavan Sarovar area, he would be lying under different trees every day, lying on the flat ground of Vrindavan. And one day, when he was lying like that, beautiful covered boy with a beautiful turban and a peacock feather, he came and appeared. He shook him, he called him, and Sanatana opened his eyes and he said, why do you live like this? Nobody knows where you live, where you sleep. Every day you are sleeping under different trees. He gave him milk. Please have this milk. I'll come and take this pot later. And he said, all the Vajabasis are very much pain to see you lying on the flat ground. Please make a kutir. He told him, and then he disappeared. So when Sanatana drank that milk, his heart became surcharged with love for Krishna. And then that boy disappeared, and Sanatana understood that this is Krishna himself instructing him. And then he made a kutir. So when Rupa and Sanatana, when they left their ministerial posts and they went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and surrendered their lives, many devotees would come from Bengal to meet Rupa Sanatana in Vrindavan, sometimes in Puri. So when they would go back, all the people would ask them, how is Rupa Sanatana doing? Where are they sleeping? How are they eating? What is their lifestyle? And the people would remember the blissful memories of Rupa Sanatana and tell the other people. They would tell them, these Rupa Sanatana were living in palatial buildings with hundreds of servants, with wearing costly garments. They were living like kings before. Now do you know how they are living? They said, every day they sleep under different trees in Vrindavan. And they lie on the chill, hard floor of Vrindavan, not caring for the heat or cold of Vrindavan. And they don't even stay under the same tree for the second day. Otherwise, you'll become attached to one tree. So they move from one tree to another every day. And what do they eat? They go from home to home. They go to the houses of Brahmanas in Vrindavan and they beg for some braj roti. Or sometimes the Brahmanas give them some chickpeas. They eat them and they are very satisfied with that. That's all they eat. And they simply wear a kantimala in the neck and kopi in a kantashita, wear a kopi in and a gamsha. A simple loin cloth. And they have no more ministerial opulences. And what is the lifestyle? What activities they do? They are constantly chanting and constantly dancing all day, singing the holy names, circumambulating Govardhan. And they are writing transcendental literatures day and night. They generally sleep for about 1.5 hours in the night. Sometimes even that time also they don't sleep because they are so busy writing transcendental literatures. And in this way, constantly absorbed in singing Krishna's names and propagating Krishna's glories, fulfilling the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are living in Vrindavan. So when people would hear this, simply by remembering Rupa Sanatana's determination, people would become thrilled in their hearts. So we find the Goswamis, how they lived. Haridas Thakur also lived like that. Similarly, we find Sanatana Goswami, when he became very old, he had taken a vow that every day I will circumambulate the entire Govardhan Hill. Like when we went for Yatra, it took us almost 14-16 hours. Actually, of course, we stayed at different spots and we traveled. But if you travel in one stretch also, it may take half a day or more than half a day, even if one walks fastly in Vrindavan. And Sanatana Goswami used to do that. Morning to evening, he would go around the Govardhan. And evening he will come and he will have loving exchanges and association of different Goswamis and writing transcendental literatures and chanting the holy name all night. He would spend like that. So when he became very old and practically invalid, he couldn't move around Govardhan like that. One day with his very frail body, he was chanting Krishna's names and walking along Govardhan. And Krishna appeared as a small covered boy, and with his own cloth, upper cloth, Krishna took it and he wiped out the perspiration in the body of Sanatan. And Sanatan opened his eyes and saw this beautiful boy. And this boy said, why do you take so much trouble in your old age? And Sanatan said, no, I have given a promise to Krishna that I will go around Govardhan. Every day I will circumambulate Govardhan. I cannot break this vow. No matter how difficult it is, I will execute it, he said. And this boy asked, what will it take you to stop doing this? He said, only if Krishna himself comes and tells me that you don't do this circumambulation, only then I will stop, he said. Then this boy climbed up the Govardhan hill. He pressed his foot on one of the stones on the Govardhan hill, and his footprints were engraved in that. Then he brought it down and he gave it to Sanatan Goswami. See, this is Krishna's footprints. So this is as good as Govardhan only. So he circumambulated 4 times a day, and that will be equivalent to going around Govardhan hill. And Sanatan Goswami, actually he was so old, he could not even carry that stone. The boy carried it for him. And he carried it back to the residence of Sanatana Goswami, Chakleshwar Tirth. He took it there, and then he placed the Govardhan Shila there, and immediately disappeared. And Sanatana understood that this is Krishna himself who has come and delivered this Govardhan to me. And since then he was circumambulating that Govardhan here. That's the meaning of this statement. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principle strictly. Which means he was following the regulative principle of circumambulating Govardhan every day, and now he has to do only 4 times around that Govardhan Shila. Today if you go to Radha Damodar temple, you will find it there, and people circumambulate that. We can also get the advantage of 4 times circumambulation. So one shouldn't think that one can break the 4 regulative principles. That's not what is being said here. There are 64 regulative principles given by Rupa Goswami for all Vaishnavas to follow. And sometimes a very old Vaishnava may not be able to follow all of them. But by attaining that stage, he has already become liberated. He is not expected to. Like for example, when we enter the temple, we bow down and then offer obeisances to all Vaishnavas, and then we come into the temple. If a very old Vaishnava doesn't do that, it doesn't become, there is no shortcoming in it. Like that. So Mahaprabhu also told Haridas Thakur that, my dear Haridas, why are you taking so much trouble? You already have become perfected being. In fact, you are Namacharya. You have given holy name to so many. You can reduce the number of rounds. You have become very sickly. He told them. Mahaprabhu is telling him.
Lokanistarite tomara avatar namera mahima loke karila prachar.
Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. The Lord concluded, now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Haridasa replied, my Lord, kindly hear my plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable, untouchable, he is saying. Adrishya aspirishya more angikara kaila raurava haite kadi more vaikunte chadaila. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. So just a few verses ago, Mahaprabhu told him that you are already liberated. And Haridasa Guru is saying, yes, if I am liberated, how am I liberated? By you. You have only liberated me. Actually, I am unseeable. I am untouchable. I am most unqualified. As you say, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. These are his feelings of Haridas Thakur about himself. And then he feels, yes, he is not denying that I am chanting the holy name. I am chanting the holy name. How? By your mercy. You are making me like a play toy in your hands, and you are making me dance. And you have delivered me from the hellish condition and raised me to this Vaikuntha platform of constant chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. Here he is talking about his preaching activities. Now, Mahaprabhu glorified him that not only you are chanting the holy name constantly, but you have preached the holy name far and wide. And then he is saying here the answer to that point. He is saying, how I am able to preach the holy name? Because you, being an independent personality of Godhead, by your free will, you are making the whole world act as you like. So he is saying that all this preaching which you are seeing, it is all your drama only. I haven't done anything. You have made all the people chant. He is saying. In this way, he refused to accept both the glorification given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to him. You see, the verse Trinadapishani Chanatarapisakshana verse says the prerequisite for constant chanting of the holy name. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So, because Ardhas Thakur was so humble, he could delight in chanting the holy name constantly. Because he is an example of that verse, Trinadapishanichana verse. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to first class Brahmanas. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. So here, we can find the gratitude of Haridas Thakur towards Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya. There is a pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita where we find in our homes sometimes you must have found they celebrate the tithi of some deceased person, isn't it? Passed away person. And in that tithi there will be a big plate. You have seen there will be a big banana leaf which will have the maximum number of items. Maximum number of items. That is actually kept for a very special person. Generally the most senior priest or the Brahmana, who is the leader of a dozen or two dozen Brahmanas who are all joining the performance of Yajna, you know, he will be made to sit in that leaf and he has to eat first. After that only everyone else will be allowed to eat. Generally when we are small children, we will go and have a darshan of that plate. You know, because that huge plate will be kept. That is the biggest plate with mostly extra items which no one else gets. So it's called a Shraddha Patra. So on the Shraddha time, that kind of special, just like in the Ratsu Yajna, there is a Agra Puja for the first person, you know. Like in modern times they call it as chief guest, they call it. Chief guest of the program. So one person is called as a chief guest. So Advaita Acharya called Haridas Thakur as the chief guest of the Shraddha ceremony. There were actually hundreds and thousands of Brahmanas living around. And Advaita Acharya was also a very famous personality. But although Brahmanas had come, he made Haridas Thakur the recipient. He brought him and made him sit and he fed him personally with his own hands. And Haridas Thakur cried tears. But Advaita Acharya forced him to take. And he's remembering it now. So in that section, there is a verse which says, some koti-koti Brahmanas. There is one verse. Anybody knows that verse? Very beautiful verse. It says, even crores of Brahmanas cannot equal one Vaishnava. He says, like Haridas Thakur. He says, millions of Brahmanas cannot equal one Vaishnava like you, because your lips are constantly chanting the holy names and you are so fond of Krishna. So here Haridas Thakur is recollecting that incident and telling Mahaprabhu that, my dear Lord, your mercy is so great that a useless fool like me was offered such a great privilege. So this teaches very valuable lesson to us, that whenever we get any great privilege or gift or respect that is offered to us, we should always remember that it is by Krishna's mercy or Guru's mercy. So one shouldn't think it is by one's own independent qualification. Such a great Acharya Haridas Thakur is teaching that lesson. And then here, from this series of verses, he is going to express his heart's desire to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is very amazing. Because even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him, or anybody else would reveal to him, intuitively Haridas Thakur came to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to close his pastimes very soon. He'll be ascending to the spiritual sky. So he didn't want to see those closing pastimes. So here he's saying, "My dear Lord, I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon you will bring a close to your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you do not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence." And then he requested, this is a desire he's expressing.
Hridaye dharimu tomar kamala charan, nayane dekimu tomar chandavadan.
I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face.
Jivaya uccharimu tomar krishna chaitanya naam, yeimata murayicha chadimu paran.
With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. Oh most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Actually, a devotee has no desire. As it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Adeva Shant. It is said, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashant. A Bhukti Kami is one who is desiring some material comforts and luxuries in this world. Is Bhukti Kami. Mukti Kami is one who is frustrated with material facilities of this material world. After enjoying, he is so frustrated. And he has got the realization that I cannot enjoy in this world. This world is Dukhalayam, Ashashvata. And what he desires? Mukti Kami. He wants Mukti, Moksh. He wants to go to impersonal Brahma Jyoti. And Siddhi Kami wants to have some powers to show the world and increase his name and fame. But here it says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Adeva Shanti. He has no desire. But here we find Haridas Thakur expressing a desire. It will be seen in Bhagavatam also that Krishna is very eager to know how I can satisfy the heart of my devotee. And he tries to find out some desire and Krishna fails in his attempt. Why he fails? Because he doesn't find any desire in the heart of a devotee. Like Prabhupada, when he left this world, some devotees went close to him and asked, when he was in his last day, they asked him, Prabhupada, do you feel you have not accomplished anything in your life? You have any desires? Last desire, you have anything? He'll fulfill it. And Prabhupada said, Kuch Ichcha Nahi. Prabhupada said, I have no desire. Everything is acting and moving under the will of Krishna. This is one of the last sentences Prabhupada spoke. And he was completely satisfied. He left this world in a very satisfied manner. So Vaishnava has no desire at all. So Krishna fails to fulfill the desire of a devotee because devotee has no desires. And sometimes when Krishna is begging the devotee, please desire something. Just like Lord Narasimhadeva was asking Prahlad. Prahlad, you have done so much for me. I want to give you something. Please tell me what's your desire. And Prahlad said, no desire, my Lord. I am not a businessman. To ask anything from you that I do your worship and you give me something in return. Why do you want me to become like a businessman? He said, Nasabritya Savai Vanik. In Bhagavatam he says, if one asks you for something, then he's a Vanik, he said. He's a businessman. Then Narasimhadeva thought, how can I do something for my devotee? He was feeling something, out of great love for his devotee. Narasimhadeva again insisted, you have to ask me something. You must ask some boon. And do you know what boon he asked? He said, whatever material desires may be in my heart, you destroy it. That is the only boon Prahlad asked. Similarly, you find the gopis of Vrindavan also. Krishna loved the gopis so much. There is a famous verse, Napareyeham Niravadya Samyuta. In the 10th canto, you will read this verse. He tells the gopis, my dear gopis, you have given up the home, your wealth, your relatives and friends. You have given your prestige, everything. And your love for me is inestimable. And what have I done for you? I haven't done anything. I am still with my mother and father, Yashoda, Ananda, and with my friends. So, in fact, when Krishna disappears from the dancing arena, when he returned back, he told this verse. Actually, Krishna said, "I have my devotees do so much for me, and what I do for my devotees is nothing." Krishna feels like that. But if a devotee has some desire, then Krishna becomes greatly alert and eager to fulfill that desire immediately. Like a devotee may say, just like Prabhupada was telling Radha Rasabihari in Bombay, Prabhupada would take darshan of the Rasabihari in a thatched cottage. In those days, they were kept in just a roof made of some, coconut tree leaves, It was simple roof made, and Radha Rasabihari deities were brought. So Prabhupada would see them and smile and tell them, "My dear Lord, just wait for some time. I will build a beautiful temple for you." So this is the only prayer Prabhupada had. "You want to fulfill my desire? My desire is, let there be a temple here. That's my desire," Prabhupada used to say. That's all Prabhupada desired. So Lord becomes tricked by his devotee. How? Lord comes very eagerly to his devotee, asking, "Please tell me, you had one desire. What is that desire?" "I want temple here." And then Lord makes a temple and thinks, "Hey, this fellow made a temple and made me sit there." And he didn't take anything for himself. And he's living in a kutir. So in this way, Lord doesn't know. Devotees are so smart that they even trick the Lord also. So here Haridas Thakur is saying, "I have a desire." But what is that desire? "I don't want to see your closing pastimes. That will be too painful for me. And after you pass away, what is the meaning for me to live in this world? Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. This world will become like a dreary void." It is said, Yudhishthira Maharaj, along with the Pandavas, they never were greedy for the kingship of the whole world. They were very happy living in the forest. More happier than Duryodhana, who was at that time the ruling king. And it was Krishna who insisted that you should fight this battle. And the battle was over. Krishna told them that, you should wear luxurious dresses. You should wear gold crowns. And come in a golden chariot to see Bhishma Pitama. And so when they all came, the Pandavas were seen by Bhishma, and Bhishma was so happy to see them flourishing in life. And then it was Krishna who wanted them to become the king. And when Arjuna brought the news, and Yudhishthira heard it, that Krishna left the world and ascended to the spiritual sky. Now the world was devoid of Krishna. As soon as they heard the news, Yudhishthira Maharaj immediately became like a dumb man. Dumb, deaf and blind, like that. He didn't speak a word. He removed his crown and he coronated Parikshit as the next king. And he grew locks of matted hair, and he wore the saffron dress, and he took a stick in his hand and headed towards north. Draupadi wanted to say something, and even the Pandava brothers wanted to speak something to him. He knew that if he spoke up, they will all break down to tears and they will not let him leave the world and go. So he didn't speak anything to anyone. He just proceeded. So this goes to show the detachment of the Pandava devotees. That when Lord was present, on the Lord's order, they were taking up the kingship of the world, ruling the whole world. And when the Lord left the world, next moment, they gave up everything and they went for renunciation. Similarly, here we find Haridas Thakur, he doesn't want to see a world that is devoid of Krishna. He doesn't want to see. He wants to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and leave his body. That is his desire. So it's a pure desire. Completely pure desire. He's not asking anything material. "Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want." See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always speak in this tone. He says, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever he wants. "Prabhu kahe Haridas,
ఏ తుమి మగిబే కృష్ణ కృపామయత అవశ్య కరివే.
Surely Krishna will fulfill your desire, he is saying. Because it is said, Krishna very attentively hears the desires of his devotees. He keeps his ears close to the heart of his devotee. And he hears their speech and the desire. That is why it is said, when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, Prahlad, which is the Lord Vishnu you are always talking about? Where is he? Tell me, he asked. And Prahlad said, my Lord, he was a Mahabhagavata devotee, so he could see Lord Krishna everywhere. He said, my Lord is everywhere, my dear father, he said. And Hiranyakashipu said, don't cheat me like this, saying that he is everywhere. Tell me one place where he is there. You see, Prahlad was an extreme devotee, Hiranyakashipu was an extreme demon. Prahlad could see the Lord everywhere, and Hiranyakashipu could not see the Lord even in his own heart. Like sometimes we have a pen in our pocket, and we are searching for it everywhere. Similarly, there is Paramatma right in our heart, and we search everywhere, we say, where is God? Isn't it? So, he was searching God everywhere, he couldn't find. And he wanted one place where he can find God. And Prahlad said, and then when he asked, is he there in this pillar? And he said, yes, surely, Lord is there in this pillar also. And Lord Vishnu heard that words of Prahlad. So Prahlad wants me to be in the pillar. Immediately he entered the pillar, just like in our dramas of Narsingha Leela. One person stands behind the pillar, and everyone knows that pillar is for Hiranyakashipu to break. That's a special type of pillar. So one Vaishnava Acharya has given an explanation. Actually, Lord is in every atom as Vishnu. But when Prahlad said, Lord is in the pillar, immediately Lord Narsingadev came there, and he entered into pillar invisibly, and he made himself present there. So that, when Hiranyakashipu would break the pillar, Lord Narsingadev can come. So in Bhagavatam it is said,
Satyam vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshvakileshu chatmanah adrishyatat adbhutarupa mudvahan stambhe sabhayam namrgam namanusham.
So he was namrgam namanusham. He was not animal, he was not a human being. Then who he was? He was Narsingadev. Narsingadev Bhagavan ki. So he appeared, why? Satyam vidatum. That's the important word. What is satyam vidatum? In order to make the word of his devotee true, Lord appeared from the pillar. For Prahlad's sake, he appeared, it is said. Similarly, it is said when Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda in the vocal, grinding mortar, and then you see that Damodar Krishna, dragging the grinding mortar and going to the backyard of Nanda Maharaj's house, palace. And then he's going between the two trees, But before that scene, it is said, when Krishna was dragging the grinding mortar and went to the garden, he looked at those two trees and immediately remembered Narada's vachan. He said, oh, Narada actually had caused these two trees, Nalakur Manigiri, to become two trees. And he wanted me to deliver them. To fulfill the promise of my devotee, I will break these two trees. Again, the same point. Lord makes the words of his devotee true. So he went between the two trees and he broke the two trees and out came Nalakur Manigiri. Similarly, Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he has given a vachan. Anyone who chants 16 rounds of Mahamantra every day till the last breath and follows the four regulative principles, what did Prabhupada say? They will go back home, back to Godhead. Shri Prabhupada ki? So Krishna has to make those words true. So somebody may ask, where is it said? We can say, Acharya can say like that. So if we faithfully follow the instruction of an Acharya without failing, then we will attain the result. So Mahaprabhu felt impelled to fulfill the desire of Haridas, just like Krishna feels obliged to devotee out of love. Because Krishna loves his devotee so much, he can never say no. Just like this one advertisement they put, in love you become obliged for anything, isn't it? When there is love, you can never say no. In the same manner, Krishna also is in love, just like a parent, mother or father. If they love their child, they can never say no. And Krishna, all the more we can say, you know why? Because Krishna is hardly able to find a desire in the heart of a devotee. But at last, if there is some desire, Krishna immediately fulfills it. And that desire is inevitably always a spiritual desire for a devotee. It's never a material desire. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. Mahaprabhu is saying,
Kintu amari ekichu sukha, sukha sabato malana, tumara yogaya, tumara yogya nahi abe, amare chadiya.
See what Mahaprabhu is saying. It is not fitting for you, Haridas, to go away and leave me behind. See, here Krishna is put in a turmoil. On one hand, he wants to fulfill the desire of Haridas Thakur. On the other hand, he is feeling great pain. He is not able to fulfill that desire. There is a kind of tug of war going on in his heart. Why? He is very eager to fulfill the devotee's desire. At the same time, fulfilling the desire would mean that he will lose his company, association. So he is saying like this. It is not fitting for you to go away, Haridas, and leave me behind. All happiness that I get is by your association. Which goes to show that Krishna enjoys the association of his devotees very much. In the spiritual world, Krishna is surrounded by loving servitors who love him so much that they can even lay down their life for him. We all can think in our life, is there one person in our life who can lay down their life for us? Or we can conversely ask the question, is there one person in our life whom we will lay down our life for? It's very rare. Maybe somebody may have one or two or three people. But Krishna in the spiritual world has millions of loving servitors who are constantly glancing at him, who are looking at him, who are ready to lay down their life. One Maharaj, I think it is Kadambakan Maharaj, he was telling, why will the living entity not feel envious of Krishna? He was asking. He said the gopis are the most topmost of the beauties in the whole creation, and all those beautiful gopis without blinking their eyes are constantly looking at the beautiful face of Krishna, and they are ready to lay down their life for Krishna. Why will someone not become envious of Krishna? He asked. Of course, not only the gopis, even the cows are also like that. Have you seen the picture of Krishna embracing the cows and all the cows looking at the face of Krishna? Similarly, the gopas sitting with Krishna in the banks of Yamuna taking prasad together. So Lord enjoys the company of devotees because devotees love him. Even all of us also in our life, if somebody loves us very much, we like their company, isn't it? Because you feel non-threatened in their company. You feel very safe and secure in their company. But if somebody is envious of us, even though they may not tell that, you know, there is a vibration that emanates from their body that comes and as if you feel somebody is slapping you or beating you. One feels like that. Because scientists have found out that, you know, if somebody hates us, the hate vibration spreads from their body into our body and it frightens us to associate with them. Like that. So we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is enjoying the company of Haridas Thakur every day by coming to his Siddha Bakul, spending time with him. Now he's saying, how I can live without your company? And Haridas is saying, catching the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, do not create an illusion. My Lord, there are so many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. If an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? He's asking. So Haridas is considering himself to be an ant in the material world. He doesn't consider himself to be the Namacharya. My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu Tumi Mohi Bhakta Bhas Avashya Pura Be Prabhu Moro E Ash. He's saying, you are a Bhakta Vatsal. You are affectionate to your devotees. But I am not a Bhakta. Who am I? I am a Bhakta Bhas. Bhakta Bhas means I am a show bottle Bhakta. Imitation devotee, he is saying. But although I am imitation devotee, I am greedy to get your mercy. Exactly like Rupa Sanatan told Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, your mercy is like the moon and we are like a buffoon or a dwarf, you know. We have seen in circus. We are like a dwarf and your mercy is like the moon. But still we are so greedy for your mercy that we are trying to catch the moon, but we can never catch it. Only if you are merciful on us, we can get it, they said. Same way he is saying, I am not a Bhakta, I am Bhakta Abbas. But don't think I'm not going to ask for your mercy. Still I want your mercy, he's saying. So this is called as Lavalyam Api Ekala Moolyam. He had the greed to attain Mahaprabhu's mercy. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it all attentively. And then he got up and left. And then the following day, after seeing Lord Jagannath, again, Mahaprabhu returned back. After taking bath, he came back. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" He is asking. "Prabhu kahe Haridas, kaha samachar? Haridas kahe Prabhu, ye kripa tomar?" Haridas replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, that is the samachar." He is saying, what is the news? For a devotee, in the early morning, what is the samachar? Chanting of the holy name. That mercy. Every morning, a devotee should contemplate on the Lord's mercy upon him or her. Every morning when we get up. Prabhupada says, when we get up from our bed in the morning, we should contemplate on the Gajendra Moksha prayers. And we should visualize the sight of Gajendra being caught by a crocodile and crying for the help of Vishnu to deliver him. All of us are exactly like that elephant Gajendra, and we are caught by the crocodile of Maya in this world, this material body along with its sufferings. So we should contemplate, my Lord, I am so fortunate to be your devotee, in the association of devotees. Please deliver me, please accept me at your lotus feet. So our constant object of contemplation should be Lord's mercy. So Lord is asking, what is the news? And he is saying, your mercy is the news. Upon hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard, and Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. You see, why? These are all very subtle exchanges between Lord and the devotee. Actually, Lord Chaitanya knew that Haridas Thakur wants to leave the body before me, and I can provide him the facility to do that. And he prepared his mind, and Mahaprabhu came with that intention. But then again, he wanted to ask him one last time. What is the samachar? He is asking. In case Haridas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, I don't want to leave the body. I want to continue witnessing your pastimes." Mahaprabhu would have told him, "Okay, so be it." Isn't it? But Haridas Thakur was fixed in his desire. What is samachar? The same mercy which I asked you. Do you remember what I asked from you? And Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, confirmed." And then he is going ahead. Immediately told, "Start the kirtan." All the devotees started the kirtan. Heard by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Swarup Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. He glorified Haridas Thakur. All the wonderful things that we were talking in the beginning of the talk today. Mahaprabhu was telling how surrendered is Haridas Thakur. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him. And then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. So, just like we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Haridas Thakur, once my spiritual master was telling all of us about a group of devotees, that a Bhakta Sangha, devotee association, means devotees should profusely glorify one another. He said the devotees should always appreciate the association of the other devotee and extol the glories of other devotee, and the other devotee should feel shy. That is the right standard. They should not feel shy. They should not feel happy. Tell me more. One should not be like that. They should feel shy, and that should increase their humility more when they hear their own glories. And when they hear their glories, the devotee should think, "Oh, these people are thinking such things about me, although I don't have them." And the devotee should register them in his mind or her mind, and one should try to stand up to their expectations like that. And that will nourish the Vaishnavas and make them hale and healthy in Vaishnava consciousness. Like Mahaprabhu would always do that. glorifying Vaishnavas in front of other Vaishnavas.
Swahrudaye ani dharila prabhura charan sarvabhakta padarenu mastaka bhushan.
He held the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and took the rest of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. You see, Haridas Thakur did this. He took the dust from every devotee and put it on his head. And he also took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and kept it on his chest, heart. And with his two eyes he was beholding the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is non-different from Krishna's face. Krishna is Shyam Sundar, Mahaprabhu is Gaur Sundar. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his life air and left his body. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Ucharan Namera Sahita Prana Kaila Utkraman. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like the great mystic yogis, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma, Pitama. Like Bhishma was surrounded by all the great leaders from all over the world. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was surrounded by all the great Vaishnavas. And Bhishma Pitama held his eyes focused on the form of Krishna. Similarly, Haridas Thakur is keeping his eyes focused on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face. A very glorious departure. And also Bhishma could leave his body according to Ichamrityu. Ichamrityu means leaving the body at will. Haridas Thakur also could leave his body at will. He desired and Lord fulfilled it. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names. Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
And hearing the sound vibration of all the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap, and then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love.
Haridas Tanu Prabhu Kole Laila Uthan Angane Nachena Prabhu Prema Vishtahana.
So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Prema Vishta, which means in great ecstatic love, he was crying tears and taking the body of Haridas and dancing.
Prabhura Aveshe Avash Sarva Bhakta Gana Prema Aveshe Sabe Nache Karena Kirtan.
Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. They also started weeping. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time and Swarup Damodar had to stop him and told him, "My dear Lord, there are other rituals to be performed for the body." Mahaprabhu stopped. The body of Haridas Thakur was raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship. It was taken to the seashore, accompanied by congregational chanting of the devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did?
Age Mahaprabhu Chalena Nritya Karite Karite Pache Nritya Kare Vakreshwar Bhakta Gana Sate.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession and Vakreshwar Pandit along with the other devotees chanted and danced behind him. So Mahaprabhu was leading the Nam Sankirtana of the devotees and he was going ahead. And then Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site," he said.
Haridase samudra jale snana karayila Prabhu kahe samudra e mahatirtha haila.
That's how the taking the ocean bath in Jagannath Puri is taking bath like in Ganges or Yamuna. How it became holy? Because he says Haridas Thakur was bathed in that ocean waters. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants of Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food, cloth, everything was placed on the body. all around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation.
Hari bolo bale gaurarai apani shri haste valo dilatan ragai.
With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed personally, covered the body of Haridas Thakur with the sand, chanting Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol.
Like that, he chanted, and all the Vaishnavas chanted,
and he put the sand. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand also, and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation.
Tabe Mahaprabhu sabha bhakta gana sange samudra karila snana jala ke lirange.
So here Mahaprabhu is in a jubilant mood. Why? Because in his mind he was constantly thinking of Haridas Thakur's lifestyle, how he led his life, how he was constantly chanting the holy name every moment.
Haridase pradakshinakari eila simhadware hari kirtana kolahala sakala nagare.
After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Simhadwar gate of Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. And then you know what Mahaprabhu did? Approaching the Simhadwar gate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spread his own cloth from his upper part of his body and began to beg prasadam from all shopkeepers there. You see, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, everyone knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially in Puri, where he lived, and everyone loved him. Wherever he went, there would be thousands and millions of people following him. And everyone wanted to do some service to Mahaprabhu. Everyone was eager. Even the king of Orissa, Pratapurudra, he was begging for his mercy. Then Mahaprabhu would do kirtan in the Jagannath Puri Ratayatra. So many would participate. So the shopkeepers were always eager to offer him some charity. So Mahaprabhu extended his cloth and asked for some charity. Whom do you think will not give? You know what happened? Mahaprabhu said, I am begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. The Lord said, please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big, big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya could not even hold them. So much they started giving whole basket. And Sarvadamodar came running there. He said, what Sarvadamodar did? Sarvadamodar stopped all of them. And the shopkeepers returned to their shops. And they sat down with their baskets. Sarvadamodar said, go, all of you go back. Everyone go back and sit in your place. We will come and take alms. So sometimes Mahaprabhu's excess would be difficult to control. Sometimes, like Mahaprabhu sometimes would be in a boat, you know, with some Vaishnavas. And then he would start dancing in the boat, and the boat would start drowning, and the water would come in. And Vaishnavas would have a tough time to stop Mahaprabhu. Similarly, here Mahaprabhu is so ecstatic that he himself is begging. And all the Dukandars, they all want to give their whole shop to him. And Sarvadamodar controlled all of them. Sarvadamodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him 4 Vaishnavas and 4 servant carriers. He sent him back to Gambira. And then he came with his servants. And then he told all the shopkeepers, now all of you deliver to me 4 palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item from your shop. Every item was there, they were giving only 4 palmfuls. Little he took from everyone. In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected and then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of 4 servants. Not only did Sarvadamodar bring prasad, but also Vaninath Patnaik and Kashi Mishra, they also sent large quantities of prasadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by the 4 other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least 5 men could eat. So much he served everyone. See, he said, Mahaprabhu Srihaste Alpana Aise Yeka Yeka Pate Pancha Janara Bhaksha Parishveshe Pariveshe. Swarupa Damodar requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch with these men to help me. I shall distribute the prasadam. The 4 men, Swarupa Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashishwaran, Shankar, they all distributed prasadam continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. And then, therefore, Kashi Mishra, he personally went there and delivered prasadam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati on either side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were sitting. They sat down and they accepted prasadam. When he began to eat, then so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. He was telling them. After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. You see, there are so many etiquettes amongst Vaishnavas which sometimes we may not know. Like I was in Chicago, I met Krishna Smaran Prabhu there, and we spent the entire day discussing Krishna Katha and everything. So that afternoon, he took me to one house where we had the lunch. So after we finished the lunch, we washed our hands and we came back and sat. And then they came and put a garland. And then they put sandalwood pulp on the forehead. And I was wondering, what is this new custom? Because generally, we see people standing at the door, and as soon as, even before you enter the house, they put the garland. Generally people. That is the general custom we have seen. There I found this custom. But later on I found that this custom is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita all through. You find. Like you find Nityananda Prabhu is inviting all the Vaishnavas for that Dahi Chida festival, isn't it? And after the Vaishnavas eat, they wash their hands and mouths, then he puts garland for them and puts sandalwood pulp after that. Then Raghava Pandit is inviting all Vaishnavas for the dinner, the very same day night, and they all go to his house, and he feeds all the Vaishnavas, and then after they finish, they wash their hands, again he puts garland, because he's the host. He puts garland for all of them and puts the sandalwood pulp, and according to the seniority of the Vaishnavas, he gives them different amounts of donation, you know, written and kept, and he gives, and for giving to Nityananda Prabhu, he doesn't give it directly. He gives it through whom? I think it's Raghunath Das Goswami. He gives to Raghava Pandit. Tintyan Prabhu he gives. So, we find these customs. Here also we find like this. Mahaprabhu personally decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pearl. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. What was the benediction he offered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur is passing away. Anyone who has chanted and danced here. Anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur. And anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. And there is such a wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Kripakari Krishna More Divyachila Sangha Swatantara Krishnera Icha Kaila Sangha Bhanga. Mahaprabhu said, being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. Krishna Kripakari Krishna More Diyachila Sangha Swatantara Krishnera Yicha Kaila Sangha Bhanga. Haridasera Yicha Yave Haila Chalite Amarasha Katitanre Narile Rakite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Haridasa Achila Prithivira Shiromani Tahavina Ratna Shunya
Haila Medini.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone,
Jaya Jaya Haridas Bali Karahari Dvani Yetabali Mahaprabhu Nachena Apani.
He told all the Vaishnavas, Jaya Jaya Haridas.
Jaya Jaya Haridas.
Jaya Jaya Haridas.
So in this way, he made them all chant the glories of Haridas. And he personally began to dance. Very soon we all will go and dance there in the Prasadam Hall. Everyone began to chant all glories to Haridas, who revealed the importance of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. From the incident, here comes the last very vital, important portion, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying. He is saying, Chaitanyera Bhakta Vatsalya Ihate Ijani Bhakta Vancha Purna Kaila Nyasi Shiromani. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he is fully satisfied. He fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. Nyasi Shiromani, he is saying. Then he is saying one more.
Shesha Kale Dila Tanre Darshana Sparshana Tanre Kole Kari Kaila Apane Nartana.
When Haridas Thakur was at the last stage of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his personal company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. So actually, we can also touch the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the deity. In the deity form, we are dressing him. We have such beautiful eyes, extending up to the ears. If anyone who touches the body of the deities and dresses them puts ornaments on their body and garland on their body, offers sandalwood pulp to their lotus feet and tulasi to their lotus feet, and regularly worships them, very soon they will develop a great attachment to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ears. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade. One more thing he says. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nations, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. Shri Haridas Thakur ki. So wonderfully it is. Actually, we have exceeded our time. One thing that I could not speak today was to talk about how it is very important for the devotees to contemplate on how much Krishna loves us, how much Krishna protects his devotees, loves his devotees, and he is behind his devotees, and he thinks of his devotees, remembers his devotees. It's very important. Like when we read Ambarish Maharaj's pastime, we see how much Lord Vishnu loves Ambarish Maharaj, or how much Lord Narasimhadev loves Prahlad, how much Lord Chaitanya loved Ramanand Rai. With one last note, I will conclude. You know, when Mahaprabhu met Ramanand Rai, he told him, "My dear Ramanand Rai, I have been so greatly blessed by your association, and I was sent to you by whom? Sarvam Bhattacharya. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya has blessed me with your company." Mahaprabhu is saying, and he is saying, Ramanand Rai, "My dear Lord, Sarvam Bhattacharya is my well-wisher. Even from such a great distance, he is contemplating on my welfare." And he knows I am a fallen soul. That's why he has sent you to deliver me. Huh? He is saying. And Mahaprabhu is saying, what are you saying? I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. Huh? And I have come to seek some juice of Krishna Rasa from you. Krishna Rasa Tattva from you. Huh? He is saying like that. And then Ramandra is saying, no, my lord. You see all these Brahmanas. Huh? They all by seeing you and your glow of your body. Huh? Tejas of your body. Their hairs are standing on end and they are crying tears. Then their bodies are, there's a kampan in their body, shaking. Their bodies are shaking, seeing your beauty and your glories. And then Mahaprabhu is telling Ramandra that I can never give up your company. And then Ramandra is saying, my dear Lord, in fact, I should say that I cannot give up your company. I want your association. And then Mahaprabhu is saying, Ramandra, dismiss your job that you have here and come to Jagannath Puri. And let us stay together. And let us discuss Krishna Katha day in and day out. Day and night let us discuss Krishna Katha with each other. So they both were like miners who are taking out gold and silver and diamond from the mines. Similarly, we find the Lord enjoys the company of His devotees, and it's very important for us to know that truth. We should know, we are said that you chant Hare Krishna with the hankering that, please Krishna, please Radharani, please give me your shelter. We are hankering. And Lord is also hankering for His devotee. And certainly Krishna is missing one person from the spiritual world about whom He is thinking. Who is it? That is you. Every one of us. Every one of us. If you read the Gopakumar's life, you will read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you will understand how much Krishna is missing every living entity. Krishna is the only one who knows every living entity and who is residing in the heart of everyone. There is nobody in this world who can love us as much as Krishna can love us. Like Dhruva's mother told him, see, I am having so much love for you, my dear child. I am trying to pacify you, but you are constantly crying. But I can tell you, if you go to forest and see Vishnu, He can offer you the love of a million mothers. So better you go to forest, she told him. Very intelligent mother. Because nobody in this world can give us so much love like Lord can give. And here we find in this Leela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior shows how much He loves His devotees. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Namachara Srila Haridas Thakur ki Harinam Prabhu ki Srila Krishnas Gauraj Goswami ki Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Now we will go to Prasadamal to join the Kirtan.